Off the Ball Rugby.
There is no price, there's no World Cup, there's nothing that can replace your health. There's nothing bigger in the game of rugby than keeping your players safe.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Rugby Daily with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
And you're very welcome along to Friday's Rugby Daily. I'm Cameron Hill. Now, coming up for you today, we'll hear from Ireland co-captain Sam Monaghan as the squad touches down in England for the World Cup. The Rugby Championship gets up and running this weekend as South Africa and Australia have been forced to make late changes on the eve of their clash in Johannesburg. And Louis Rees-Sammet has found a new club after his return to rugby from the NFL. We'll tell you where he's ended up later. But first up today, we're officially T-minus 1 week from the Rugby World Cup kicking off in England. The Ireland squad have landed in Northampton today, ahead of the tournament's opening game on Friday week. They head into the campaign off the back of two warm-up games. They beat Scotland 27-21 in Cork before a 47-26 defeat to number two ranked side in the world, Canada, in Belfast last weekend. Co-captain Sam Monaghan says the preparations over the last few months have really brought the team together both on and off the pitch. The second row was speaking to our own Rachel Sheehan at the IRFU High Performance Centre before the Grand Départ.
We've spent probably the most time over the last 6 months that I've ever experienced in an Irish jersey, which is great, and we haven't killed each other yet, but no, the girls are class. I have to say Niamh O'Dowd, Ruth Campbell, Beth Buttermer, they really lift the spirits high. Beth in particular, last weekend at the Jersey Prez, she was on the tunes, and they had Brittany and Ruth and Beth made a song for each person's walk-in, and it was just like, they're the moments you'll remember and take out of this. Like, Larry said something that kind of resonated with me last night in the Mansion House, and she was like, you never really remember the moments in the games, like, because you've so much adrenaline and everything. It's like, they're the special moments you take away. So the last two Jersey Prezes have been really special, and I'm sure the next six will be as well.
Now, Ireland's campaign officially gets underway on Sunday week against Japan in Franklin's Gardens. 7 days later, Scott Beaman's side take on Spain at the same ground before rounding off their Pool C campaign against defending champions New Zealand in Brighton on September 7th. Hooker Cliona Maloney-McDonald believes this tournament could be a game changer for the sport, and Monaghan is hopeful that they can inspire players here in Ireland via their World Cup adventure.
The magnitude of my life has changed since I picked up a rugby ball. I just want everyone in the country to have that chance and enjoy it as much as I have. You know, the people you meet, the places you go, the experiences you have, the memories you make. Like, rugby's really changed my life, and, you know, to do that, I was up in Navan Rugby Club on Tuesday night. They invited me up. I saw such a great group of girls there, led by Jackie Shields. Like, she has done leaps and bounds for that club. They've three teams now. It's amazing to see. I've never played with the club myself. Hopefully we'll play there after retirement or something, but baked me a cake. One of the girls, Kaylee, she drew like an actual, I can send it to you if you want, she drew a picture of me in an Irish jersey, and I was just so incredibly touched, and they gave me such a great send off, and just to be involved up there is so special. Like, it's such a family environment, and it's, you know, that's what it's all about. Like, the people you have around you, the memories you make, and I think we just want everyone to experience what we have.
That full interview with Monaghan, along with Rachel's chat with Ireland out half Dana O'Brien, is available for free right now in your OTB Rugby feed. And if you want to hear all of our rugby coverage on demand, why not become a member at offtheball.com/join. South of the equator then, the Rugby Championship kicks off this weekend. Holders South Africa begin their title defence with the visit of Australia to Ellis Park on Saturday afternoon. The Springboks got their team announcement out of the way early this week, with Razzie Erasmus naming his selection on Monday, but he's been forced into a late change, with replacement loosehead Jan Hendrik Wessels ruled out after picking up an injury in training on Wednesday. Boaan Venter has been drafted onto the bench. He only made his international international debut against Georgia back in July. Edvil van der Merwe is on the right wing for the hosts, with Cheslin Colby still recovering from a knock, while captain Sia Khaleesi will wear the number 8 jersey for the first time in his international career on Saturday. But Erasmus says that aside from at scrum time, Khaleesi's role will essentially be the same.
The more we practice and prepared, we realised that the only position the guy really plays at 8 is at scrums. And scrums is probably the thing that happens 13 or 14 times in a game. But general play is probably the thing that happens the most. And with having a guy like Peter and Marco and Sia on the field, at the same time, we really feel Australia is a big threat at the breakdown. They really bite hard at the breakdown, and all three of those guys are really good guys who clean out at the breakdown, and we feel we're going to need that. Sia's probably going to pack 6 scrums, and sometimes on defense he might be at flank and Marco might be at 8. So Dan is happy with the way he's scrumming. So it's actually just at scrumming where he's 8. You know, apart from that, the guys will in general play in defense and attack. So I know I said a couple of weeks ago Sia's a 6, not an 8. But we came to the conclusion that it won't happen so much in the game where we actually need him at 8. So, and then we have Quagga on the bench who can cover us there as well.
A notable omission from the match day 23 tomorrow is Leinster second row RG Snayman. Now, Erasmus had flagged that if the Wallabies named a 6-2 split on the bench, that he would possibly respond in kind and draft in Snayman. Australia did just that initially, but then head coach Joe Schmidt made a late change. Lock Nick Champion de Crespigny has been taken out of the replacements, with Waratahs out half Tane Edmed brought in as cover for James O'Connor. The Crusaders player is starting at 10, ending a 3-year hiatus from international rugby. The Wallabies rounded off this summer's Lions series by winning the third test in Sydney 2 weeks ago, and Schmidt believes his side showed marked improvements as the series went on.
We'd love to build on I felt a progression that went through the British and Irish Lions. That first half of the first test, I think, we could have even been further behind. I felt we fought back in the second half, scored 3 tries, or scored 2 in the second half. Max Jorgensen scored 1 by himself in the first half, and then probably just missed a couple of others. Harry Potter almost went in the left-hand corner. Harry Wilson was held up. Joseph Suaalii was brought back for a non-release. So we got close, and then got such a good start in the second test, and massively disappointed about how that finished. And I felt that we probably deserved to win that third test. Right up to the final whistle, just about, it was 22-7. So we'd earned a decent scoreboard separation.
That game is down for a 4:10 kickoff tomorrow at Ellis Park. The late game on Saturday sees New Zealand up against Felipe Contepomi's Argentina in Cordoba. Los Pumas stunned the All Blacks during last year's edition of the tournament, winning 38-30 in Wellington. Head coach Scott Robertson has sprung for Beauden Barrett as his starting 10 this weekend, with Damian McKenzie named on the bench. Robertson outlined why he feels Barrett is the right player for this weekend's game.
Beauden's experienced. He's been around for a long period of time. He can get you around the field. And D-Mac is one of the best players in the game to come off the bench and change your pace, speed. It's a great balance. Bones in great form, so he gets picked.
Kickoff tomorrow night is at 10:10 Irish time. A few other bits of news then. Bristol Bears have won the race to sign Louis Rees-Zammit on his return to rugby. The 24-year-old spent 18 months in the NFL with the Kansas City Chiefs and the Jacksonville Jaguars. He scored 42 tries across 6 seasons with fellow English Premiership outfit Gloucester. And the 32-time capped international for Wales says he's raring to go ahead of his arrival at Ashton Gate. "It's just about being confident," he said in an interview on the club's website. "Being confident in my ability to change games and have an effect on the defence." And speaking this morning on BBC Radio Wales's breakfast show, Bristol head coach Pat Lamb believes the young winger has what it takes to become the best in the world. And finally today, the England women's team have signed a new partnership deal with Barbie. The Red Roses range will be focused first on clothing and replica balls, not on dolls. Toy maker Mattel is also making a £20,000 donation to the RFU as part of the deal to increase girls' access to clubs and coaching in England. That's about all for today's Rugby Daily. Remember, you can subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your fix so you don't miss an episode Monday to Friday. I'm Cameron Hill and we'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you next week.
Off the Balls, Rugby Daily with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.